This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Osnell Perez Palacio was sentenced Thursday in Rock County Court. He was one of the men arrested December 5th on charges of theft and burglary of gas from the Pilot gas station on 13th Street. The agreement reached was that Perez Palacio would be sentenced to 4 months in jail with 85 days already served, which means 35 days remaining. He also has to pay restitution of $6,550. David Cabaverde will be sentenced next Tuesday. Cabaverde was with Perez Palacio, also arrested December 5th. He'll be making a plea and getting sentenced in Rout County Court 3 o'clock on Tuesday. Also in Rout County Court on Thursday, a warrant was issued for a failure to appear for 27-year-old Darwin Mejia Cruz. He was allegedly involved in an incident at Dream Island Mobile Park last month where a gun was fired. Mejia Cruz didn't show up for his court date, but the attorney assigned to him said he was picked up by ICE and may have been removed from the United States. He is not in the ICE detention facility in Denver. With that warrant out for his arrest, he will be arrested if he ever re-enters the country. House and Ice Arena was the site of the celebration of life for Pete Vandekar Thursday afternoon. About 3,000 people were there, that's the estimate. Friends and family spoke about Pete's impact on the community. The longtime Steamboat Springs local was the owner of Backdoor Sports, and he was a huge supporter of hockey and rugby and skiing, the Yampa River, and the Steamboat Springs community. Be aware again this weekend in the backcountry after a busy week of avalanches in Colorado. Here's Brian Lazar with the Colorado Avalanche Information Center.
Avalanches have taken place on every aspect and every elevation over the last week, pushing over 200 avalanches just in the last week alone. And again, it's the size of these things, which is really what's scaring us.
It's the warm weather that has caused the heavy, wet avalanches. Lazar says that will continue through the weekend until Sunday evening when winter weather returns.
As we get it into Sunday night and Monday, things will freeze. The wet avalanche activity will come to an end and we will start to pile up new snow. And so we will have a return of storm snow instabilities, new fresh wind slabs, and of course our persistent slab avalanche problem will stay with us.
Check avalanche conditions at colorado.gov/avalanche. Deputy City Manager Tom Leeson is expected to be the new City Manager for Steamboat Springs. City Council is meeting March 4th to vote and confirm that decision. Leeson's been serving as interim City Manager after the retirement of Gary Suter. Measles cases are rising in the United States. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment is urging Colorado residents get vaccinated against measles. It's highly contagious, especially if you're going on spring break. Today is the deadline to pay the first half of your property taxes. This is for those taxpayers who pay their taxes in two equal installments. The first half is due February 28th, the second half June 15th, or one payment in full can be made by April 30th. 52 Sirocco Middle School students spent the day Thursday at Stagecoach State Park.
My name is Macy, I'm in seventh grade, and I love just being outdoors and doing science.
I'm Zariah Smith, I'm in eighth grade, and I love this because we get to be outside, learn, and like do a bunch of fun activities.
Julie Hoff teaches middle school science and organizes the day of activities at Stagecoach, which they do three times a year.
We have this beautiful resource here, and I wanted to make sure we utilize it. So we do science in the morning with Yampatika, and then in the afternoons we focus on responsible use and responsible recreation. So we have all kinds of recreation activities.
Those activities include ice fishing, snowshoeing, avalanche rescue, sledding, ski bikes, and cross-country skiing. That ski equipment was donated for them to use from Ski House. For lunch, parents sent in crock pots full of soups. The students also celebrated their principal, Dave Grabowski, who's been named the 2025 Colorado Middle School Principal of the Year by the Colorado Association of School Executives. Backcountry permits for overnight camping in the wilderness areas of Rocky Mountain National Park during peak season go on sale 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Those permits are sold only online through recreation.gov. The application period for Colorado Big Game licenses begins Saturday, March 1st. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has made changes to the licenses, seasons, and fees for this year. There are new rules for non-residents, mainly with archery elk licenses. There's a video from CBW that says hunting licenses have been reduced and restricted because of a very harsh winter in 2023, especially in northwest Colorado. There was an exceptionally high mortality rate among deer, elk, and pronghorn.
Big game biologists estimate that it may take 3 to 5 years for big game herds to recover and for populations and sex ratios to meet objectives. CPW thanks hunters for their continued patience until herds have fully recovered and license restrictions can be lifted.
Moose licenses have also been added for the late rifle season in October. CPW also has more on how to tell the difference between a coyote and a gray wolf, along with the state and federal penalties for killing a gray wolf in Colorado. State penalties for an illegal kill of a gray wolf include civil penalties of up to $1,000, criminal fines of up to $100,000, imprisonment for up to 1 year, suspension of license privileges for up to life. Agents are available to answer questions during regular business hours. The number's 303-297-1192. Partners for Youth in Moffat County has organized fun events for middle school and high school students in Craig and Moffat County. It's always free, and there's food. The Blacklight Silent Disco is what's happening Friday night tonight at 9 o'clock in the Commons at Moffat County High School. There is an ice fishing tournament Saturday. That's at Steamboat Lake. It's a benefit for North Route Community Charter School. Pre-register at the Steamboat Lake Outpost. Lots of big prizes. The Hills will be alive when The Sound of Music takes the stage in June. Tryouts are this weekend for kids ages 6 to 19. The Sound of Music is being presented by the Steamboat Springs Actors Studio and Undiscovered Earth. Auditions are from 1 to 5 Saturday, 11 to 3 Sunday at Wild Horse Cinema. Singers need to come prepared to sing a song. It is Ski-Free Sunday at Howlison Hill. The City of Steamboat Springs is working with Queer Futures to make it an LGBTQ+ Pride-themed day at Howlison Hill. Hours are 10 to 4 this Sunday. In sports, the Steamboat Sailors hockey team headed to the Frozen Four in the Chassa 4A State Hockey Playoffs after a big shutout win Wednesday night at Howlison Ice Arena. The number 2 ranked Sailors face the Pine Creek Eagles at 1:30 Saturday in Colorado Springs. Listen on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM. 6 alumni of Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club have qualified for the 2025 NCAA Ski Championships in Alpine and Cross Country. They are Bodie Flanagan, Nicholas Unkovskoy, Hannah Soria, Isabel Washburn, Chase High, and Gray Barbier. And the Varsity Colorado State High School Championships for Nordic Skiing, they continue today at Howlison Hill. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.